Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today, Dafes, get the dinim that we had of when you daven Shmei Tvila, you're mavakash Shmei Tvila. You can do it in the bracha itself that pertains to the thing that you want to be mavakish, or do it at the end. Maybe we have time, we'll go through the halachas there more. So let's start from the Mishnah. Chesam and Aleph by the Mishnah. These are the holidays of the Goyim that we refer to on that base. Kladia, Arklando, Satruna, let's see what they are. Satruna, Kartisim, the Anginusia shall Malchayim. And also the Anginusia of the Malchayim, these are the, we have to see what that is also. Could either mean the, anniversary. We'll see what they are exactly. The anniversary of the king or the birthday. What these things are. The Yom Haleda, the Yom Hamisa, Dibur Rebbeir. Call Misa. Whenever we talk about the Misa of a king, she yeshba sreifa, that when they burn his property along with it, that they do it for a reason for covet, yeshba avodas zarah, they bring avodas zarah instead also to their deities, as covet for the king. What?
It's like
Shavit
Shamelech, all the property.
Yeah. It's like Shavit Shamelech, yeah, so they don't want anybody to use it. It's covered for him. And for Shavit has such, they have such covered for it, so they use it as a day for Avodah Zarah. She'eba Sreifa, Eba Vezchavim. It's not that Choshuv, they don't celebrate it. They don't recognize it as being so Choshuv, so they don't use it. They don't designate it as a day for Avodah Zarah. Avliyayim Taglachas Kada. But they would make a big thing for Yayim Taglach Haskadim for the Upsharanish. Of a Yayim Taglach Haskadim Lur Yasov, Yayim Sha'Allah Habamin Hayam. If they would have a certain day, they would cut the blurious. They would let it grow for a long time, and then they would, periodically, they would go cut the blurious, the big thing from the back of the head. Rashi over here says, the what? Yeah, like in ponytail. Lord Yos Rashi, Kisha Masafer Pa'abim Harbe, when they would take a haircut numerous times, they would take haircuts, regular haircuts, but Madiya Glorious Biachram, they'd leave over this ponytail from the back. Megalcha Mishana Lashana, every year they would cut it off. That day would be a day of celebration. They make it into a party. The Yayim Shem Yatsa Bami Besa Asurim. Or Yayim Shem Allah Bami Hayam. When he was saved with some kind of salvation from the king. When they would come, he would come out from a prison. V'yayim Sha'atsa Mishna Livindo. Eina Lasser Elisa Yayim Yaisa Lishmilvan. He would do it. But if that, when we were to be talking about the dealing with him, Masoba, it would only involve him and not anybody else. It was only Osoish, and it would only be that day. They didn't make the Xera in that case. 3 days in advance. 3 days in advance, they did not do that. In those cases where it was only a personal holiday that he would celebrate.
Even
on Rabbi Shmuel, yeah, this is a different thing. Amra Chada Barava, Klada. What is this thing? Klada. Ches Yabim Achar Tekufa. It was 8 days after Tekufas Tevis. Star Nura is Ches Yabim Lifnei Tekufa. 8 days before Tekufas Tevis. The Sedech Achar Bekedem Tzartani. There was a period of holiday that would make before and after. There's before and after the Tkufa. Tadar Rabbana. Now. Nishara Adam Arishin. Adam Arishin saw he did a chet. He went and he ate from the Eitz Hadas. And he saw afterwards, Vishara Adam Harisha Yayim Shemismahit Mahailach. He saw that what was happening is the days were getting shorter, it was getting dark. It was light out, and he saw that it was getting dark. He saw Yayim that was getting dark, Amar, he thought. Aili, you know why it's getting dark? Because of my head. Aili, Shema Mishvil Shesarachni, maybe because I sinned. Olam Chashem Ba'adi, the world is becoming dark. The Chesel Sar Bavayu, and it's on its way to becoming dark and desolate. And it's going back to the way it was before the Bria. V'zilhish Bisa, Shedik V'solam Yina Shemayim. This was part of the death that was decreed upon me, Min HaShemayim. Omar, so what happened? V'yosham ches yamim betaynis. So he went and he sat for 8 days betaynis of Itzvila. Kevon Shemron Kufas Tevis. He saw, Kevon Shemron, he saw Kufas Tevis. V'ra yayim shemayrach b'haylach. And he saw it afterwards. He saw afterwards that the days were getting longer. Kuvas Tevis. It's the time of Chanukah. That's why the R is Miskaber over the Choshech. There it comes Kuvas Tevis around the time of Chanukah. After Chanukah, it starts getting longer. Oh my, he said, Min Hagah Shalaylamo. Kuvas Tevis must be, I made a mistake. The days are not always the same length. Comes the different kufis, and now it starts the kufa of tevis, and they gradually keep getting longer. Halach v'yasa shmeini yamim tayvim. He went and he made 8 days of yamtiv. Then l'shano acheres also li'elu yamim tayvim. Who come up l'shem shemayim? And Adam HaRishon went. He went and he made these days the days of l'shem shemayim to commemorate what happened? Tshuva. And the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom saved them. I mean that the world was not chayes in the say of Avayu. They ain't covered the shame of Avayu Skachofim. But in the meantime, they adopted it as being days of Avayu Zara. So the question says, Bishleim Elamad Yabar, it makes sense if you hold B'tishrei Nivrahoim, and we know we have the Machlekes, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and we hold like Rabbi Yeshua, but this would be for oil. The blessed says, B'tishrei Nivrahoilam. B'shleim, if you hold B'tishrei Nivrahoilam, we understand, Yayme Zutei Chaza, he saw short days. Yayme Arichi Yakati Lechaza, but he didn't see the long days yet. Because in Tishrei, what the days?
Getting short and shorter.
They're short, what?
Getting shorter.
Like I said, that, so they're getting shorter and shorter. No summer yet. Summer comes afterwards. Summer's over. Ella Lamada Abar. Benissan Ibraha Ilam. But if you hold, the world was created Nissan. Bachazalei. Yayme Zuta. Yayme Zuti. Yayme Arichi. If that was the case, he saw Yaybe Arichi, Yaybe Zutin, Yaybe Arichi. So, what was he worried about? He knew what? That there were different periods, different days. Not all days are as long as the other. Because when did it happen, the Chet? It happened in this. Let's say the world was created in Nissan. The world was created in Nissan. So it says that what Nachamol, he would have seen Hachazel Yayme Zute VYayme the Yayme Harichi. Well, hold on 1 second. And that the Gemara says, yeah, but the Havizuti Kuli High Lachazel. Very short days, like he saw. There were some increments. That there were, that it was more, but he didn't see that like the way it is in the winter. That already he did not see.
Says he had short days in Nisan.
He had short days. What does it mean, short days in Nisan? Yeah, then Timo said that then why? That's a summer went, so he went. But when did all this take place? He did the chet. Which day did it happen? He was worried about what? Kar mitzvah that day. So what's he worried about? Nisim, but he saw these days, he saw those days. Torah means that he saw that day that he was chaytay. What happened? He was chaytay. He saw the sixth day of the Briah, the sixth day of the Briah. He ate from the Eitz Hadas, and he sees that he says everything's getting dark. He thought that the Rebbe Shlomo was getting to have a volume. Now, so what does it mean? How long are we talking after he was created that all this took place? He saw long days, he saw short days. That's it. We're talking about the very first day.
How long was the day? The
very first and how long day? Probably, what?
The very first day was probably equinox.
Maybe even if it wasn't equinox, so let's say, yeah, but whatever is happening is happening the first day. So how old was he when all this was taking place? Well, shouldn't you learn? He was one day old.
Over the next few weeks
it happened. Yeah, maybe it happened after the next few weeks. So he sees that he sees that afterwards things are changing, and he realizes, you know, I did a terrible chetah a few weeks ago, or a month ago, or 2 months ago, and now's the time that the Rebbe Shlomo is giving me retribution.
Slowly.
Yeah, also the same thing. But the first sunset, it didn't bother him, the first sunset. Yeah, these are things. Not only that, what we have over here is also very big yisoid. We have very big yisoid here also, by the way. Let me just say a little bit more. Tadu abadim yayim shenimer ba'adam harishin. Kevan sheshaka alav chama. The day that he was created, it's like what Yehuda was asking. Yayim Shadivar Bada Marishan, when the sun set. Omar, he said, this is the day itself. We're talking about here the day. Before we're talking about days, he saw Yayim Arich, he saw Yayim Yamizuti. Now what? Here we're talking that day itself. Which is the pashtus of what we would be talking about. Here he says again, Yayim Shadivar Bada Marishan, when the sun started to set. He said, what's this? It's getting dark. Why is it getting dark? This was the Xeris Misa that was Niknas on me. Anyway, so what happened? He saw that he did a chet. The Chava also cried opposite him. Kevan she'ala abudas shachar. When it got morning the next day, Omar, he said, Midhagu she'alayla of him. It's midhagu of the island. If I would have thought, I might have been a little more scientific. I would have known what happened. I would have made, what a mistake. He blew it. Now, how did he know he blew it? Maybe it's because the tshuva helped. He realized he made a mistake. What do you mean he made a mistake? Maybe he didn't make a mistake. Why did he jump to that conclusion? Maybe he saw it with a shachar. Maybe the tshuva was affected. Maybe he did not make a mistake. Maybe that's really what was going to happen. And the tshuva helped. Also, Ahmad Vehikrim, what happened when it happened? But he realized, he thought that he made a mistake. That was his conclusion. He did not attribute it to the effectiveness of the tshuva for some reason. Ahmad Vehikrim, as an appreciation, he brought Shar Shekardov Kaipa the Parsaisov. We brought it there where the horns came out first before the hoofs was created, an adult, and then it was created first with the top before the bottom. Shadeba on Friday. Shar Shekhar Shadeba, Besitab Lashem, Mishar, Par, Makrin, Mafris. The Karen came before the parson. Mamar of Yudabar Shmuel. Shar Shikri Vadam Harishin. That Shar Karen Afasoy Salubim Itzko. It had only one horn. A unicorn. Shedema v'sifam l'ashem yishar par makrin marfis makrin tarti mashma. That's a sense, yes, mashma is about there too. Yeah, what do you mean? Barav Nachman by Yitzhak makron ksiv. But yeah, but the ksiv is without the yud. Yeah, Amar Avasta wrote, you know, what we see over here is a very big, vulgar aside, which is timeless. So what happened over here? He brought a carbon. What did he bring a carbon for? If it says that he realized he made the mistake, that that's Darkish Alayla of the Teva, that the days, there's such a thing as day and night, and that it was getting dark with tomorrow, and according to the eventual made the science. It's going to get dark every night, and it's going to become morning. So what's he bringing a carbon for? He made a mistake. Oh, I blew it. What did I get so upset for? What did I get so upset for? I made a mistake. But has to go bringing out carbon. Yeah, he does bring in the carbon. The reason is because of the fact that he came to such a conclusion, not that he stopped blew it and the whole thing was a mistake. Remember, what was he doing over here? He sat with his mispalo, who on one side, Chava on the other side, they're being betitis. And then what's it being betitis? Well, I missed breakfast for nothing. No. The very fact that he was with Steyer over that, it accomplished something, and he was brought to a different level of his avoda, because it's not that it was a mistake. It wasn't the whole thing wasn't vain. He davened. He davened, and he was with Steyer as a result of that. That itself was something that accomplished a great deal. And that's something now that there was a Yeshua he sees afterwards. He was able to emerge from it better, as a better person, as a better Ivan. And that was the reason it was called for bringing a carbon. Not stop, they made a bit of a mistake.
He thinks it's Tfilah Yom.
What?
Or does he believe it's Tfilah Yom?
And he believed that there was a purpose for the Tfilah and help, even if it wasn't maybe for this that the Tfilah helped, but the Tfilah itself was something which was effective.
What is the second version for it? What happened?
Yeah, that's now that's a second version. It's all happened on Friday.
Yeah.
We got this afterwards, but he realized that there was a chachuva helped. That's then. Now, this, what am I saying? That this is a very big aside. For example, person, let's say he's taking a biopsy, and his first babish is ice bench for a week. The doctor tells him, you can't have it the next day. It takes time to grow in the lab. We're not going to have an answer until 6 days from now. But we are very concerned over here what's going to happen. He's ice mitch. He can't function for the week. Then afterwards, the doctor calls him and says, the whole thing was a mistake. Well, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. But what did he go through for the last week? He went through Gehenna for the last week. What did he say? If I wasn't the type to worry, I wouldn't have worried so much. The whole thing was for nothing. No, it's not like that. His tefillah was better. His tshuva was better. His learning, his mitzvahs, his seriousness. And he can't, there is no reason for him to have charata over the fact that he reacted like that. He's supposed to be appreciative of the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam responded. There was a response that he was able to go and do that. And if he could, he would even bring a carbon as a result of it. He brought a carbon. Not appreciative response, saying, I'm just a worrier. If I wouldn't have worried, everything would have been all right. Forget about it.
So,
now I brought a carbon afterwards until he realizes that's a mistake. It's not stop a mistake. It's a mistake maybe in what happened. Maybe. Maybe it's a mistake. But the Maisa, he did go through it. And the Maisa, he responds to such a thing that it came from a Ace Sarah to an Ace Simcha.
You're allowed to
adopt
it? It's cancer
or
it's not cancer. It's just going to tell you. It's over with. It's concluded.
Yeah, what's going to be? So, all right. So, let's say, Or maybe it's... So you're asking, what is the point of the tefillah? Either it is or it's not.
I thought what I was saying, the point is that the tefillah didn't change anything.
Yeah, I'm saying that... That's how I was saying it. It's not that he changed it. He changed as a result of it.
He brought a carbon for the...
And now that he does that, he has to be appreciative of the fact that he might change. Not only because as a result of that, the Rosh Hashanah makes for him a nest. Maybe it could also be true.
But you're not letting down something yet, it's over.
It's not over until it's over. Maybe it isn't, maybe it wasn't over yet. Over here. In other words, until it's a davar yadua, until it's known, until it's clear what it is, it's not over. It's not something. In other words, once it's known already, you're davening afterwards. Then anachadami. It could be. But over here, it's not known yet. It's thinking itself is still in abeyance until they figure out what it is.
Even if you have a negative result,
davening. And even if it is a negative result. Even if it is a negative result. But there are all kinds of ways for it to happen. Yeah. Where was I? Was recently somebody just told me. Somebody asked me. Somebody just told me a nicer happened. A doctor came up and said, the person said, "How much time does he have to live?" He says, "For you, Ramesh, it just happened a couple of days ago." Person says, "Ordinarily, I would tell a person what it is. By you people, it doesn't work like that. There happens, whatever it is, and according to the rules that I tell everybody else, by you people, it's never like that. I always give the same predictions I give to everybody else. Everybody else is more or less on target. Just by you people, it doesn't work like that for some reason. You have to tell me that's 6 months. It goes much longer than that. Some people, it's 2 weeks. Much longer. The rules don't apply to you. I don't know why he says, but to you people, I don't give predictions.
A Glacier doctor.
On a Mauritian, you mean? How do you know how to chef the carbon? Well, maybe he learned from other Mauritian. Kayan didn't know how to do it, right? Kayan didn't know how to do it, so how did he know how to do it? I don't know. Yeah. It was a kunt. Kayan didn't know how to kill Hevel. He didn't know how to do it, so how did he know how to kill that behavior? You mean, all right, okay, gotcha. No. Uh-huh. Okay. All right, these are a couple of...
The person changes.
And there was a function there. It played a role. It wasn't for naught, the whole thing. There was a reason that there was something that had accomplished the fact that he made a mistake. It wasn't Stam a mistake. It was a mistake that was instructive.
So these two stories.
Wait. Yeah, but it's kind of like the way you're saying. I mean, what's going on over here? When did all this happen? The first day, or did it happen? Or it happened before? That says before. It was a gradual thing afterwards. He saw days that were long, days that were short. They're not consistent. Yeah. That's right. Now what we have this. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Machrok Siv. Amar Rav Masna Roimi Shasa Klanda. Rome that made this holiday. The Chol HaYaris HaSmuchas La Mishabdas La. Now there are other suburbs. I don't know, other cities called suburbia. That the other one were sort of subservient to them. They were babish the same place, but you know they were ancillary locations. I said, Ayaris Asuris Obutaris. Is it only the Romans that had that? What about the peripheral cities that they had that were subservient to them? They weren't the main the main citizenry that were there.
They didn't keep the holidays as much.
Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, Klada is also for everybody, even if it's not the main city. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Ein Asura Elo Liyadeo Bilvad. It's only also for those people that are the religious, ask the religious people, the ones that practice it. And Tadikah Basin to Rabbi Yechonon Afal Pisha Amar Romi also Klada. The Kala Yaras Hatzvuchas La Mishtabdas La He Atzma Ein Asura Elo Liyadeo. Even though but Afal Pikein, it's only going to be Yasser. Even though Romi also clad that all the other Aryaris that are Smuchasla are Mishabdasla, it's only going to be Yasser for the people that practice it. But that's all by Klada. Starnalia, the Kartasim, the Yaim Ginoisia Shel Balcheim, the Yaim Shahumlach Bamelach Lefadah Bamelach, the day of the anniversary of his kingship, Lefadah Maser Achra Butter. The days before are Aser, afterwards it's Butter.
How many days before?
Yes, what L'chaira means the three. The Yaveh Kachavim, Sha'asa Mishta Livno, Eid Aser Elohai Sahiyan. Then there are the main holidays, and then there's the stuff, the extra.
Personal holidays.
What the personal holidays? Yeah. The Osa Ha'ish, then the day Shayt, and he made a Mishta Livno, it's only also for Osa Hayyim, the Osa Ha'ish. Amar Avashi, Afadot Menam Mitrimen. We learned the Kadi Yayim Taglachas Kado Vlar Yosso. The day that he takes the haircut, Taglachas Kado, what, that's a 1 year thing. Listen, remember, like Rashi told us, he takes a haircut, and every time he takes a haircut, he leaves the ponytail in the back. And then once a year, they would take the ponytail off. The Yayim, so they make a holiday out of that. I think you see the people like that in Manhattan. Walking around like that, sometimes if you figure out, sometimes you can't figure out the Zohar, the Keva, whatever it is. But the Maisa, you see people with that kind of a haircut sometimes like that. And that's where they got it from. It was a ponytail. The rest of the hair is shaved. And the only thing that they have is this big clump of hair at the back. Ein Aser, it's a personal holiday. Hey, gentlemen. It's a personal holiday. Ein aser elo osai yayim bilvad, yoyso ish. Bishleim osai yayim lafuki lefada b'liacharov. So now the Gemara says, but it says it's only that day, we understand, to the exclusion of the day before and the days afterwards. It's only that day. Lafuki, what is it? Osai ho ish. Lafuki, my love lafuki. Mishabdam means what? The people that are ancillary, subordinate to him. Shmamina, so we see what? That to the other people, it's not going to be usher to do all this commerce with them. Tadek Rabbi Yishmael, I'm in Yisrael, Shabachutz Laretz. I'm the Avaris Kaichavim B'tarahim. The people that are I'm in Avaris Zarev Chutz Laretz, they don't do it with the same, with the same geshmak, or with the same dedication as they do it. These are Yisrael Shabachutz Laretz. Even when they are in Avodah Zarah, they don't do it. They do it betara. They don't really mean it anyway. Ketzad Avikacham Shasa Mishnah Livno Vizimei that he invited Kol HaYehudim Shebeirai. He made a whole Mishnah Livno for the Avodah Zarah, and he invited all the Jews. Even though they eat glatt kosher, and they eat mashir shamash l'navid aleihem, and they have their own mashkichim, and their own waiters, they wait on them. They're very makpid about where they get ashkocha from. They don't eat stam there. They're going to eat only with this. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it by kashrus. My alayim, Afal Pikein, the Torah considers it, Akosuv alayim. About Kosuv, Ke'ilu Achlam, Ezichai Mesim, as if they ate from Avodah Zarah. Shenema, Mikara Lachlam, Yachalta, Bezivchai. doesn't make a difference. The fact that they were kosher, the fact that they had mashgichim, the Torah says that considered it as if they ate from the Avodah Zarah, the Ema, the Ochiel. Maybe it has to be only when they eat, not when they stop go. Why does it have to tell you Dafke? Because he invited you, and you responded to it. Mishas Kriya. You do it from the time of the Kriya. In other words, they send you the invitation, and you write back, being thrilled, absolutely delighted to come. Right away. Right away, there's a problem. That's called the chet. The karalcha, the achalcha, bezimchai. You respond to the invitation like that. That itself is right away. It's kilacha bezimchai. Rashi over here comes and says, Elulav get the mutar anashim shubadim liyaisa wish the mutarim. We don't say about the zavdi about tilein mitzvah. We don't say that the people that you did business with are going to go worship. B'tara klaymar, like havana the eight summon alayv. They do it stop because everybody else do it. Everybody takes off December 25th. You take it off. They don't have it. Doesn't mean anything to them. The karalacha bashmash ata karelo that you're invited to him. Myla myla ani al achilascha keilu hu mizivchay. As soon as you respond to the invitation.
What about the
what? The same type of thing, Einacharami. That was, in a way, I mean, yes, that wasn't necessarily for Avodah Zarah, but it was, the Shrek was kind of there, was to celebrate the Korban. Yes, to celebrate the Korban. Caleb Scheidner even. Clear, right. It's not by the way. The one who was Baruch at that point is Reb Shipshit Pinkus. Hilchach. Hilchach called Tlosin Yaimin. Now, therefore, whenever we talk about this kind of an occasion, Kol Tlosit Yaimin, all 30 days, Beit Amar Lai Machmasi Lula, whether he told them, we're making a big suit, or making a banquet. What are we making the banquet for? It's within 30 days, and you know, it's within the Avodah Zarah period, the Avodah Zarah time. Whether he told them that, or he didn't tell them that, Avani, you know, the reason why they're making it, it's because of the holiday season. It's also for to partake from it. Mikan v'elech, what had happened already? If he said we're here to celebrate, it's also part of that. It's awesome. V'elo, and if not, v'elo, omar lei machmasi lula, shari. So, of course, what do you do over here when you have an office party? Season office party. What do you do? This is the thing that people always ask. You have a big office party. Comes the end of December, the office party. What happens? Do you go? You don't go. What? So there's no Avodah Zarah. It's not for Avodah Zarah. It's just an excuse to have a party.
That kind of
over
there is everything else.
Yeah, yeah. What?
The challenge
is
we have to make it. That's
the
when I started working.
Yeah.
It was like, you have to go.
But it was employees had to go. There was a sheep. Or it's just they did it for it's an excuse to have a party.
That was
fine.
That there was a hardcore that started singing.
Oh yeah. Oh well. But they weren't. They didn't do it for Avodah Zarah Patara. They did it because they really meant it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That creates a problem.
They don't is all Jewish. It's really a problem. You can't go because you get in trouble. Harassment if you chase the secretary.
What do you mean? But this the season party.
No, but That's when people get drunk.
Oh, that's when they get drunk. That's when it gives them the impetus.
I don't think Rebbe has that experience.
Oh, you've never been.
Have you ever went to a party?
They get drunk. They get drunk. I mean, the employees get drunk. I mean, and that's, so what do they do? What does a guy do when he gets drunk?
He drinks not do that.
No, no, Khalil Chas for sure. Okay, the key Amalei Machbas Hilula. Let's say they say it. It's coming Machbas Hilula.
Because somebody got married.
And Amos, till how long does it last if he says that? I'm wrap up on Tracy Archeshata. It could be for 12 months. Yeah, may Kara Amos. When does it start? That it's doing it. You're doing it. That's the reason why you do. What? That's the reason for the suda. As soon as it takes to, when you start preparing the food, you throw the barley into the, you know, to clean it off and whatever, to, when you start preparing the food, that's called the time where the suit, when the suit is being done for the purpose of that event.
Marek
Suvis,
right?
Yeah, same type of thing. You mean it's only till 12 months afterwards? But afterwards it's mutter. Rav Yitzchak, Rav Rabbi Sharsha, Ikla Lahu, Avika Chavim. He went to this guy, the Vasa Tracy Archishata, after 12 months even. The Shamei, the Aidi, who perished. He heard even then that he was being made to the Avid Azari. And he was Pirish. Belayacha. Shamei, Rav Yitzchak, Rabbi Sharsha, the Adam Choshuvu. That's different. He was different. Because he's an Adam Choshev, people see him particular, that will be a zilzo in the participation of these Sudas. Therefore, so he didn't want to do it. But for everybody else, it's like it's excessive that it's taking place after the 12 months.
Is it interesting that how you think that the terrorists would be that in the case where you go in and he's still being mighty for that way, the Zara's question that he's doing, tell us.
Yeah, it's not Adam Kosher. I mean, he's doing it. He said it.
Yeah, he said it.
But he doesn't really mean it. Vaisai doesn't really mean it. He's saying it, but he doesn't. That's lip service. The lip service to the Avodah Zarah. He doesn't really mean it.
He came.
But for regular people, it doesn't apply. Okay. The Karkasim, my Karkasim, what's that about? I'm Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel. Yoim Shetafsa Bo Raimi Malchus. The day that Rome usurped the Malchus from Yavon. We know, like, we have coming up. It's right after the Golis. Who were the first ones by Shady? It was 34 years. Of the Malchus Paras that continued at the beginning of the Baishani. Continued 180 years by the Greeks. And then came 103 years that there were for the Chashmonaim. And then after the Chashmonaim 103 years came another 103 years for Malchus Hordas. So that's around the sequence, I think. It starts with 34 Malchus Paras, continues 180 years by the Greeks, continues after that with the Machashmonaim, 103, and Hordes for another 103. Well, so what happened was the following. Yayim Shetafsa Baraimi Malchus. Again, Bahatanya Kartasim, the Yayim Shetafsa Baraimi Malchus. Seems two different things. So what is it? Let's see. Rashi over here says Yaim Shetasa Baromi Malchus Shenil Chabu. What happened over here again? Shenil Chabu and Yavanim. They fought with the Yavanim, the Natsu, and the Romans went and defeated the Greeks. Umalchu Mechalo Island, and they took were ruled through the entire island. Now why does Hans Kaiser come into this over here also? Amar of Yosef, Shtei Tvises Tavsa Raimi. There were three, when they went and they usurped, the Malchus, two times. Achas Bimei Klapatra Malchusa, Biachas Shetavsa Bimei Avonim. One is by the time of the Avonim. Rashi here says, with Cleopatra Balthus, remember when we talked about Cleopatra, that wasn't really her name.
That was Cleopatra.
That was like Paro, Melch the Pharaoh, Mitzrayim. Paro Melch Mitzrayim.
Abimelech.
Abimelech, please him. It's not his name, Cleopatra. Cleopatra was not a name, it's like the title, an appellation. Cleopatra Balthus, Shel Alexandria, Kiriyamar Bamapelis. They fought together with her. The Romans beat her, but Tufsu Hebam Lucha, they usurped the Malchus. The Chiyosa Rabdini Omar, plus in the train Karvi, there were 32 wars that of the Romai Mahadiyabanai, that the Romans fought with the Greeks, and they could never win. Lo Yachmulu, they could never beat them. Ad Shatfina li Israel Bahadayah, this is how Klai Yisrael comes into the thing. Until they collaborated, there was an alliance. There was an alliance that was made between the Romans and Israel. They were allies. Believe it or not. Bahaki Astu Bahadayah, and this is what they collaborated with and the understanding that the Romans with Israel did. Iminon Malchi. If kings would come from us, minaychu afachi, from you Israel will be the governors as other officers. Minaychu malchi, if the kings will come from you, minaychu afachi, we're going to share the rulership. Shochalu robai li avadai, and the Romans then said to the avadim, adho idno avidok bikarva. Till now we fought with you, wars. Hashtad Aved Bedina. And now we're going to explain to you why it did. We're entitled to it. Margolis V'Eved Taiva. Let's say you have a Margolis, a diamond, and another Eved Taiva. A pearl, an Eved Taiva. Ezer Behen Yasa Basel Chaber. Which one is the tufel to the other that should be used to support the other one? A pearl is not as chashuv as a diamond, let's say. What about an Eved Taiva V'Yanach? What about if you have an Eved Taiva and something else which is even more chashuv? Maybe it's an emerald or something. I don't know, what does Art say it is?
Art says it's a shayna.
It's a shayna, like it's like an emerald, some other coin. The Eved Taiva becomes a basis, a basis for the other and for the emerald. Enoch, what about that? The Sefer Torah. He says, Enoch, the Enoch was Sefer Torah. Who's answering this? The Greeks. The Greeks are answering this. Shochulayim came. Anad Sefer Torah Gabon. We have the Sefer Torah. The Romans are telling this to the Greeks. We have the Sefer Torah with us. We have Yisrael with us. Anad Sefer Torah Gabon. The Yisrael Gabahadon. We have Yisrael with us. We have an alliance. And therefore we're entitled to it. Yeah. It's a very difficult chazal over here historically. What's going on? Kafulahu Esrim Mishishanim. They subdued them, the Romans to the Greeks. Kafulah Esrim Mishishanim. And Kamalahu Mevnusayim. And what happened? They remained. Kamalahu Mevnusayim. Bahari Israel. They got along well for 26 years.
Good times.
Kafulah Esrim Mishishanim. Kamalahu Mevnusayim. Bahari Israel. And Mikan Va'elech Ishtabdu Behu. Afterwards, it got sour. Mekara Baitreish, Psych Baitreish. Why? What happened? Mekara Treish, Nisa Va'elecha, Biachal Anegdecha. Here it says by Yankim and Esav that they held, we can make an alliance between the two of us. We'll get along with the other. We're allies. We'll rule together. Minan Malchi, Minan Chafarchi, if you're the other way, it's also good. And then, of course, one has to be over the other. Israel. How do you know what's our bakar to say? That for 26 years they got along equally with each other.
That's what
Nelson announced. Yeah, how do you know this is what happened? Domer of Kahana, like he said, Kishachola Rabbi Yishwab Rabbi Yaisi, Shalchulay, they said, Rabbi, Amar Lanu Shnai, Megimel Tvarim, Shabbatu Lanu Mishum Avicha. Tell us few things that you said in the name of your father, Rabbi Shmuel, in the name of Rabbi Yaisi. Omar Lohi said to them, Meyo Shmaidim Shada Kaidim Shenechra Habayis, that before 180 years before the Korban, Meyo Shmaidim Shada Kaidim Shenechra Habayis, Pashla Machas Arisha Al Yisrael, the 180 years before the Korban, by Shady, the 180 years, the Roman Malchus was the Spashin of Israel. Peshada Achlachar of Abayas, 80 years before the Korban, Gazru Tuma, Alaret Zohanan. It's the Tuma, that point that we know that we have such a thing as Tuma. Abarat Zohanan, that's a Shiloh, what kind of Tuma it is. Tuma Mishum Gusha, Mishum Avira, all the unim that we have. The Alklais Kuchas. And the Alklais Kuchas. Also, there's lit of tefillah. And mem shana, 40 years, actually charav abayis, calls the Sanhedrin v'yashal abachanus. The Sanhedrin went out from the lishkas hagazis. That even though the Beis Hamikdash was there, but they didn't sit there in the lishkas hagazis. They went to a different place, but our abayis, it was called the chanus. The mahilas of the gabe, why did they do that? And here the Gemara says this way, and the Gemara at the end there says it a different way afterwards. The end the Gemara is going to say, it's not Dine Knossos, it's Dine Mises. Chaive Mises. But here the Gemara is saying that they didn't want to die Dine Knossos, Dine Knossos, or the Daitos, but Amrav Yehuda Amarav. Now, how did they die Dine Knossos until the end? But Amrav Yehuda Amarav, Rab Zachar Oesi Shlataiv. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Shemal. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava did what? Shel Malai, who had it not been for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava? You have to go bar in Sanhedrin, remember. Same thing. Nishtakhu dine krasas be Yisrael. Nishtakhu, like I said, what do you mean the nekrasas would be forgotten? They'll learn it again. What's the thing? It wouldn't exist. Ella Butlu didn't classes for Israel. They didn't pass in it. Why? Shegazu about not that they didn't know it. Shegazu about the Sarisha Gizera, the Romans were Gizera Gizera. Kol Hasaybechi Hareg, that whoever gives smicha will get killed. He has to be executed. Kol Hanisbachi Hareg, whoever gets smicha will have to be killed. The year she sent from a techarev, utchom she sent from a yeyoker. Ma'asi Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, what did he do? The meiser nefesh for the smicha. Halach v'yasha bein shnei harim gedayla bein shnei ayaris gedaylus bein beis tchum bein shabbos bein usha l'shvar. Sabach shabbat he went to a place where he was simeth there chabishas kainim. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yaisi, Rav Shimon, Rav Elazar ben Shabua, and Rav Yaisi Meisimat Rav Lechemya. Came and Shikir Mehem Ivim. When the Ivim were makir, what he was doing, Amar Lahem, he said to them, Ivonai, Rutsu, go run away. Escape from them. Amar Lahem, yeah, okay, but Rabbi, if you ask about the hill, what's going to be with you, Rav Yehuda ben Bava? I'm you like an Evan that I can't go anywhere anyway. I'm not able, don't have the ability to get up. By the time they couldn't even move from there, They shot him 300 arrows. Lunia shall barzel the Yasu. They made his guf. Guf a kikavra, like a sid. So what do we see? What do we see? That they had dina krosis. He was by Sir Nefesh. Amrav Nachman Yitzchak Loteva dina krosis. It doesn't mean that they didn't die. He gave that they had the dina krosis. They did it. What it means is that they'd stopped dotting Dinei Nefashis 40 years before the Churban. Not because of Dinei Knossos, but because they didn't ask in Chayve Mises. By the time of why came in the Chosu, the Nefishi, the Huraitzkin, they saw that Ritzicha is more common. Le'echlu Le'meidan. And they weren't able to dot Le'echlu Le'meidan. What with me, the Yachlu, the Beidad?
Too many cases.
Amamutabnigli, better that we should go into Golis to the Chanus. We'll go outside the Lishkis Agosis. If we're outside the Lishkis Agosis, we're not qualified to go and do that. In order that the people should not be Chayav Misa, we'll have to go and execute them. We don't want to do that. Tiksev Yasisa, Biyadabar, Shiyagidu Lecha. Min ha-makai ma-hu, malamek sha-makam gairim, teaches us that it has to be dafke where the makam is gairim. Where people, the Sanhedrin's belishkas ha-gosis, then it's mutter for them to go and do it. There's a chiv to go to dan dinei nefoshes. But if they're not there, they're not allowed to dan dinei nefoshes. The Bezer of Chav Gimel has to be there. That the only way any Bezer of Chav Gimel cannot not need any Nefashis unless the Sanhedrin is there and not have a Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. It's in the Lishkas HaGozes. The Bezer of Chav Gimel is anywhere. No restriction there. Bezer of Chav Gimel can be anywhere. But the only time the Bezer of Chav Gimel is authorized to Paskin need any Nefashis is only the Makam where the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph is in the Lishkas HaGozes. They didn't want to be there. Anyway, they wanted to go into the ghost, into the chadus, because there were too many cases to adjudicate. The ritzicha was too common. Rashi over here says, they didn't want the ritzicha to be chayim misa. They done it, they made it fushes. Afilo b'san hedvin kitana. Even way, san hedvin kitana of chav gimel. Shebechol ear. Unless the Sanhedrin is in Lishkas HaGozes, Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. The Makam Gairim, L'chayev Anida, he made him Shab. If they're not there, the Sanhedrin, Vayadainu, then they're not allowed to judge anywhere, and even a Bezer of Chav Gimel. I crumb the Nidin Pashis, Kai, it's going there, Keith, the Mechadama, the Barsha Shaykh, the Mishaykhim. What do you say?
How does that help the problem?
Oh, they didn't have to, they didn't want to do it. They didn't have the problem of Ritzicha, Hebechadami. But they didn't keep do that. Yeah, just they didn't want it to be, they didn't want to keep killing people. Yeah, but they didn't want to do that. And it'll come out to be a lot of people going to be Chai Misa. Then they want to be, they didn't want to go and kill and pass in that, those Chiyuvim that we had. But what we have over here is now we have to, what was the sequence of what we have? It says what? There was this very big thing, historically, what it is. What this thing is, the alliance, the 26 years, the Rome and the Israel, what was going on over here exactly? And then, 180 years, it says, Poshta Malchus Harishta, 180 years before the Churban. How's that work out? Now we have the next Gemara. Mayu, Shmaita, Vesulo, huh? Time's up?
Seven.
All right. Okay. Maybe a second. Mayu Shvaitim is so long. I want to introduce Reb David. It's going to be the start tomorrow. Okay, I want to thank him for yesterday for the last 5-10 minutes or whatever it was. But tomorrow, I'm not worried. I don't even feel bad because everybody's in good hands. Mayu Shvaitim is so long. Well, Tani Reb Yasi, what did we say? 180 years before the Churban, it was Pashta, the Roman Empire. Well, Hatanya Rav Yasi, But Tadrav Yaisi Berebi Malchus Paras, we learned the following. The Persian Malchus, like we said before, Bifnei Abayis, Shloshim Yabashad, it was 34 years. Malchus Yavad came, Bifnei Abayis, Ameyo Shmaitim Shad, 180 years into it. Malchus Kashmonayim, Bifnei Abayis, for another 103 years. The Malchus Beis Hordis for the remaining 103 years. Mikanva Elech, Tzema Chashayv, Kaba Shadim, Achar Chorben Habayis, Alma, what do you see? Masad Bishi Sabu. That's how it may have shredded him out. Look what happens. 34 plus the Bayashani was around for 420 years. 34 plus 180. Plus 103, plus 103, comes to what? No, wait. 34 plus 180 is what?
214.
Plus another 214 plus two times 103. This comes to what?
419.
So what we're saying, I'm here, so the Gemara is saying, so what happens? The Chashmonaim were 103, and Zordis was 103. That's 206.
Considering both of them have been in charge by the Chashmonaim, even then it was the
impact. Yeah, so So what are we saying over here now? So the Gemara is saying Nachum. 206. Habayis, Alma, Masan, the Shis, Habu.
They had
two on control for 206.
Yes, they were
180. Yeah, Tomer, now you're telling me 180. How does that fit? Why does it come to, again to 106? Here it says, I'm through him. Sorry, Nachamon.
26 years,
that's
206.
It was made to 206, the last two. 206.
206, the Hashmonaim were also under Roman control. They weren't really
independent. Yeah, so it's 103 times, so it's 206. The main one, I mean, the main Roman Empire, they were more like, underlings. What's the word for it again?
Vassal.
It's a vassal state, maybe it's like a vassal state. In which case, but they weren't really in charge completely. They didn't really have total autonomy. Yeah. So it wasn't really total autonomy. So it's really based on that. So it's 206. The last 103 times 2 is 206. What do you tell me it's 180? Because even from the Hashmonaim together with Hordis, it was really a vassal state. In which case, the one they were really under, and they subservient to, Rome. Now you're telling me before it was 180. How does that fit?
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.